America's first national park has so many amazing sights to see. It's almost overwhelming to know where to start and how to best spend your precious time. Superb geothermal features like Old Faithful, Mammoth Hot Springs, Grand Prismatic Pool, Mud Volcano, Roaring Mountain Fumaroles, and many other geyser basins are spread all over the park. The waterfalls of the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone area are as impressive as any you'll ever see. And large wildlife is abundant, with grizzly bears, bison, elk, deer, wolves, and pronghorn often found in easily accessed areas of the park. There are so many things to experience, your guide-along tour will help you be prioritized and focused so you don't miss anything. I also highly recommend reading the Yellowstone blogs on my website. Before I describe how the tour is laid out and the plan for visiting Yellowstone, I have a question. Are you also planning to visit Grand Teton National Park during your visit? More than half of visitors to Yellowstone do combine both. If that is your plan, then you should consider downloading my combined Yellowstone and Grand Teton tour. It's the best value and contains all of the information of the two individual park tours, plus there's some bonus content covering the route that connects them. It's definitely the best option if you're going to visit both parks. Yellowstone's road system is basically shaped like a figure eight. It's called the Grand Loop Drive, and you can think of it as the upper loop and the lower loop. It's a good approach to dedicate one full day to each loop as a minimum amount of time. Highlights of the upper loop include Mammoth Hot Springs and Liberty Cap, Tower Fall, Roaring Mountain, and some of the best wildlife spotting areas. We would suggest including the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone and its spectacular waterfalls, as well as Norris Geyser Basin on your upper loop exploration. The lower loop is home to Yellowstone's most famous geyser, Old Faithful. And you'll want to explore the other geysers in the same basin area, like Riverside and Castle, and the gorgeous hot pools and springs. Grand Prismatic Spring is on the lower loop, as well as Fountain Paint Pot and Firehole Canyon and Lake. On the eastern side of the lower loop is the West Thumb Geyser area and the Sulphur Cauldron and Mud Volcano. These are just a sample of the highlights, so you can see that with so many options, it's super helpful to have a local expert like yours truly to suggest to you what are the must-do places and what areas are great to explore if you have lots of time available. And throughout the park, there are many stories about the human and natural history of the park, wildlife, and other entertaining information you won't learn about anywhere else. Yellowstone has 5 entrances. Most busy are West Yellowstone and Gardner in the north. Entering from Cook City and Cody have long scenic drives to reach the Grand Loop Drive. The 5th entrance is the south entrance when arriving from Grand Teton. And remember, if you are visiting Grand Teton and Jackson, Wyoming, my combo Yellowstone Grand Teton tour is the best option. You can, of course, join the tour route from any entrance or anywhere along the drive if you're staying inside the park. So if you have just 2 days, and I say that is ideally the minimum amount of time you want to explore the park, an extra day or two will mean having even more time to spend in the geyser basins and wait for the less predictable geysers to erupt, and also to stop at more of the less famous but still excellent sites, or even add a short hike or two. If you're really tight for time and only have 1 day for the park, I guess you can do it. But you'll have to stick to the not-to-be-missed locations that my commentary will tell you about, and start as early as you can. Have fun. You're going to love it.